In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Larry Butch McClure, age 59, of Campbellsville, died Thursday in Lexington. He is survived by his wife, Carol Gum McClure, one daughter of Michigan, two grandsons, five sisters, and three brothers, including Barbara Wright and Shirley McClure of Campbellsville, Peggy Lee of Lebanon, Linda Skaggs of Hodgenville. Funeral services for Larry Butch McClure will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens with full military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. Mrs. Pearl Pierce, age 96, of Lowell Avenue, Campbellsville, died Friday at Medco Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law, Paul and Delora Ford, Johnny and Jackie Pierce, all of Campbellsville, five grandchildren, one brother, Owen Carnes of Campbellsville, two half-brothers of Elizabethtown and Louisville. Funeral services for Pearl Pierce will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mr. John W. Bill Mattingly, age 63, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Wednesday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Kathy Driscoll Mattingly, his mother, Angela Hutchins Leake of Loretta, four sons, all of Louisville, one daughter of Louisville, one brother, Daryl Mattingly of Loretta. Funeral mass for John W. Bill Mattingly will be at noon today at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the Cave Hill Cemetery in Louisville. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Robert U. Johnson, age 74, of Campbellsville, died Thursday in Naples, Florida. He is survived by his wife, Cheryl Johnson, one son and daughter-in-law, Mark U. Johnson, and wife, Letitia of Campbellsville, two granddaughters. Funeral services for Robert U. Johnson will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with entombment in the Auburn Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Good Hope Baptist Church Building Fund. Mrs. Frances Gaddy Klinksellis, age 78, of Mays Court, Campbellsville, died Wednesday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in E-Town after an illness. She is survived by her granddaughter and her spouse, Lakita and Christopher Gooden of Campbellsville, two great-grandsons, seven nieces, special friends Vernon Milburn, Brenda Allen, Susan Walters, Congressman Ron Lewis, and others. Funeral services for Frances Gaddy Klinksellis will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Campbellsville Baptist Church with burial in the Crown Hill Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Campbellsville Baptist Church. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. James Jimmy Bottoms, age 51, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Survivors include his soulmate, Patty Gribbons of Elkhorn, two sisters and one brother, Marcella Cox and Betty Jean Bottoms of Campbellsville, Timmy Bottoms of Elkhorn, special friends, brother Donald Ball and Vivian Cochran of Campbellsville. Private services for James Jimmy Bottoms will be held Tuesday. The Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. George H. Sexton, age 86, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. He is survived by his wife, Jewel Dean Ford Sexton, two sons and their wives, including Joe and Angela Sexton of Campbellsville, three stepsons and their wives, including Tim and Ione Ford and Trent and Trina Ford of Campbellsville, two grandsons, eight step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for George Sexton will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Taylor County Relay for Life or the Campbellsville Christian Church Building Fund. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.